Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Mark Lurie is with us on the WBEN TroCare College Lifeline, superintendent of Niagara Falls City Schools. A key piece of Governor Hochul's budget is a cell phone ban in schools that will take effect next school year, pending legislature approval, which is starting in September. Mark, you run one of the largest school districts in Western New York, and we've talked to you about this previously, but what is the buzz this morning now that this is real?
Well, we're waiting to see the, you know, the devil in the details. A couple of thoughts. First of all, will it pass the legislature? And I think there's a good chance that it will. Number two, what does the $13.5 million in the budget mean for local school districts? How do we access that? What can it be used for? And number three, what parameters are around this declaration, or this legislation, I should say, that make it a bell-to-bell policy, which is, you know, rather unique and something that we, quite frankly, haven't been enforcing bell-to-bell. When I hear bell-to-bell, that means hallways, lunchrooms, all places from 7:30 to 3:30. So we need some of the details, but it will be interesting. And as you said, in a large district, 7,100 students, it will pose some challenges, and I'm glad we will have some time to work with committees to get this in order.
It seemed like the momentum was kind of pulling this way. Are you surprised at all by hearing this yesterday, or did you expect this to be coming for a number of months now?
I'm surprised that it was bell to bell, Brian. I thought it would be more up to districts, to be quite honest with you, which I would have kind of liked. The nuances of Niagara Falls are different than the nuances of, say, a district like Royhardt or Wilson, where they don't have the large population, the large 2,000 student high school. You know, we're going to have to do a lot more thinking and a lot more work and, you know, and planning, because, you know, when you're talking a school of 2,000 and you're feeding cafeterias of 500 at a time, enforcement is really what this is all about. It's great to say that on paper. It's great to have this. I appreciate the governor's position and leadership on it. But, of course, it's how you enforce it. And you run that risk of, you know, making sure that you're not overly punitive. The point is well made. Cell phones not in school is a great thing. But, you know, it's all on how it's enforced and how it's carried through, and you've got to have stamina to do this 184 days a year. So there's going to be some work involved. If it's going to pass, I hope we have a budget on April 1st, and we'll have that time to work on the implementation.
You know, where is the cost in this, in implementing such a program? I mean, are you thinking about purchasing Yonder pouches or lockers, or what are you thinking about?
Yeah, I think that would be the cost, right? So, you know, some type of a locking pouch. The brand that you mentioned is seemingly the most popular one. They're not cheap, especially if it's for 7,000 students. You know, I'm not so certain we need that for 7,000 students in Niagara Falls. It may be something that we need just for the high school students. As I've said before on the show, K-8, we do a really good job right now. We have very few infractions this year. I've been trailing the infractions. I think we've had about 12 across K-8. And just a few more in the high school without a policy. They've really worked together in a non-punitive way to make kids understand. The key, too, is bell to bell. We have had this practice in place for the beginning, since the beginning of this year into last year, but we haven't enforced it in the cafeteria, which is going to be a real game changer. As I said, put 500 students in a cafeteria or two cafeterias and enforce it with the staff. That gets to be difficult. So, yeah, the cost would be in locking phones up in some type of safe pouch where we can reliably know they'll be kept safe and not lost and, you know, committed every day. So I would think that would be where we would apply for the cost if that's the way we're going to go.
I might sound ignorant on this one, but when I saw the $13.5 million to implement this, my eyes kind of popped out of my head because the schools I remember have lockers, right? I mean, there's lockers all through the hallway. Like, that, it seems like the perfect place to lock up a phone for the day. What would be wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm sure you could do it. I think it's a little more completely secure if you have it in a yonder pouch. Especially at the high school level, kids may say that, and again, Niagara Falls has great kids, but they may say they're in their locker. They may not be. They may be in their pants or their hoodie pocket, and then they may come out. So I think the yonder pouch and the cost that comes with it, you know, is a little more assurance that they will be put away. But with that comes a lot more work, a lot more liability and not losing the phones. I think that the lockers are what we're using right now, especially K to 8 and 9th to 10th grade, and they're working well. So we'll have to determine, first of all, can we access the money? Is Yonder the best or some other pouch the best? And then which way do we want to go? This is going to take some conversation, too, because you know there are going to be some parents, as rational as we'll be, who will feel my child needs that phone, even though we have 180 other phones at Niagara Falls High School. They need that personal device. Kids will tell us oftentimes that we need access for work. Had we had school today and the cold, some businesses are closing early. I want to know if I have to go into work right away. So this is a lot more challenging in a large district than it seems on the surface, and a lot more will have to be taken into consideration.
All right. Hey, Mark, thanks so much. Think you'll have school tomorrow?
I believe we will have school. I heard your weather forecast. It's a salubrious 4 degrees in Niagara Falls right now. But as I listen to your forecast, I am pretty certain we're going to have school. And we're planning to reschedule the Regents exams, which, again, in a big district, it's a tall task. So we're going to spend the day today making sure that we can get all of our Regents exams for our high school kids in place on Thursday and Friday.
Okay. Hey, sounds good. And thank you for the update.
Anytime.
Mark Lurie joining us from Niagara Falls School Superintendent there.